My brother in Lakewood, may be well, told me a beautiful story that turns awful. He told me there was a couple on a date, Brishus Mari Virabi. There was a couple on a date, and the girl was telling the guy, you know, what is an ideal husband? She told him a beautiful story about Rav Henoch Leibowitz Zatzal, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Chafetz Chaim. And she said that Rav Henoch always used to help his wife, always used to help his Rebbetzin. And she felt that he was taking too much time out of his day to help her with the house chores. So she had a night where she needed to go out, and she didn't have time to wash the dishes, and she was afraid that her husband was going to wash the dishes, and she wanted him to be with the Talmidim and to learn. So she told her husband the sink is broken, and she threw a couple tools inside, and she said, you could learn, and the repair man will come. And she comes back a few hours later, and she sees the dishes beautifully washed and stacked in the bathroom. So she said to her, the guy that she was dating, she said, this is the type of husband that I'm looking for. So the guy said, I want to tell you the type of girl that I'm looking for. She said, there was once a woman that was standing by the side of the road, and she's waving down someone to help her. She has a flat tire. So a Baal Chesed stops, and he helps her, quickly changes, jacks up the car, changes the tire, and he's getting all the stuff together. She says, thank you so much. He's putting everything in the trunk, and he's about to slam the trunk closed, and she says, don't slam the trunk. My husband's sleeping in the back seat. He said, that's the type of wife that I'm looking for. It's an awful story. It's a beautiful joke. But Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to see that story, that joke, is sometimes something that we are nichshal in, not only in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, but it's also something that is connected to Bein Adam L'Makom as well. Talmidim that I've been zochet to learn with for a few years know that I'm fond of telling probably the most famous Chassidus Shemaisa that has different versions to it, that the Baal Shem Tov, Zechuso Yagen Oleinu, around Ni'ilah time and Yom HaKippurim, the Hasidim saw that the Baal Shem Tov was disturbed, he was bothered. Something, a terrible gzar din on Yom HaKippurim. And then the legend has it that the Baal Shem Tov stopped for 10 minutes. He was quiet, he was silent. And then he started up after his davening. And he started with started with tremendous joy, tremendous simcha. And the Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, what changed? It was clear that to them that there was a terrible gzar din. And the Baal Shem Tov said, you didn't notice there was a poor peasant boy that came in the back of the room. And that poor peasant boy hadn't gotten past cheder, past kamatz. All he learned was kamatz aleph, oh, kamatz beis bo. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I ask you to put the letters together to a tefillah. And the Baal Shem Tov said in Yiddish, Unzere hechere kavanis, our higher kavanis is given garnished, was nothing compared to that the pure child of that peasant boy. It's a beautiful story of the Baal Shem Tov. But Rabosai, there's a more beautiful story that we know for sure is true, that's not about one peasant boy, it's about all of us, and it's in Tanakh. And it takes place on Rosh Hashanah. The Jews were so far, and they knew so little. The Navi Nehemiah says that they opened up a Sefer Torah, they didn't know the basic holidays. And Nehemiah tells them they're clearly in the process of going through tshuva. Al tisablu va'al tivku ki voichim kol ha'am ki shamam es divrei ha'Torah. A pure cry. Va'yomer lahem. And what's very, very curious is what Ezra told them. Excuse me, what Nehemiah told them. He says to them, "Lichu ichlu mashmanim ushesu mamtakim, v'shilchu manos leinachol lo. Ki kadosh hayom, today Rosh Hashanah is holy. V'al teyatsu, don't be sad. Ki chedvas Hashem, rejoicing with God, hi miyuschem, that is your strength." So strange. Very similar to the Maisa with the Baal Shem Tov, if you will. Here is individuals, but all of Klal Yisrael, who are broken, who are simple, and they're crying out. But the conclusion is very different. Nehemiah tells them, "Al teyatsu, al tesablu, kivachuam." They were crying. "Ichlu mashmanim ki chedvas Hashem, rejoicing Hakadosh Baruch Hu himi uschem." What's Nehemiah telling them in this state? If anything, I would pile on the Musar now. This is the opportunity. Their hearts are broken. No, ki chedvas Hashem imi uschem. Rebbe Shlita in his Sichos quotes often the Kasha of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And that is that if we would at first glance have ordered the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we would have L'chura put Rosh Hashanah at the end, not in the beginning. At the end of the day, shouldn't we first do tshuva and then be ready to coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu as king? Yet the first day of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, before we haven't even processed the tshuva, immediately, right then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to be our melech. Why the order, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Zechus HaYogan Aleinu, asked? So we have two questions so far. What's Nehemiah's response? Ki chedvas Hashem imi uschem. Second question is, what is the order of the Yom Noraim? One last question. Last week, we read a terrible tochacha. The tochacha describes awful, awful punishments. And the pasuk says, why? And it's really, really strange. Tachas asher lo yavadito Hashem lo ikecho b'simcho v'tuv levav. Because you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with joy. Now, you want to tell us that we're B-class Jews because we don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with joy? That I hear. But to say that when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with joy, we're doing everything, and when we're not, we're doing absolutely nothing, and all of the klalos come not because we don't keep mitzvahs, because of tachas asher lo avadto Hashem lekecha b'simcha v'tuv levav. Simple, basic questions, the beginning of the Zman. What's going on? What's ki chedvas Hashem himi yuzchem? The order of Rosh Hashanah preceding and initiating tshuva, and all of the klalos, because we weren't mahader, we didn't show that the mitzvahs were beautiful. Okay, we won't get a lot of olam haba. Maybe we'll lose olam haba, chas v'chalila. But such klalos, that's what the tochacha comes for. Bezer Hashem, to deal with these three questions and to understand that you, even before you're a husband, and I, as a husband and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are guilty of the same thing of that husband sleeping in the back of the car, I want to describe to you a phenomenon that I've begun to encounter more and more as the years go on with the Talmidim HaYikarim. You guys are getting skinnier and skinnier as the years progress. What am I talking about? When I was a child, there was a book that had come out in 1964 that was extremely popular. The book is about Flat Stanley. You heard about Flat Stanley? You guys remember? You had it as a kid also? Story is, Stanley Lambchop and his younger brother Arthur were given a big bulletin board. Stanley hangs it on the wall over his bed. During the night, the board falls from the wall, flattening Stanley in his sleep. And that begins the adventures of Flat Stanley. Flat Stanley could actually fly to California. He now fits into an envelope. And as a child, we heard the adventures of Flat Stanley. Rabosai, we are seeing, as the years go on, more and more Flat Stanleys and Stanleyettes. And what that phenomenon is, are good kids, very good kids, from good homes, but they're entirely flat. They have two dimensions and not three. They grow up in a home where Baruch Hashem, they have so much, and their parents ask of them to keep mitzvahs, keep Shabbos, and then everything else in life is going to be good. If you're lucky, you've got an open credit card. And so they go through life doing what they're supposed to do, but there's no third dimension. They're entirely flat. And those Stanleys and Stanleyettes, the worst spiritual experience is ironically Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. Because Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim is all about saying, God, just like I've got to deal with my parents, I'm not going to be so bad. Everybody has their own definition of what bad is. I'm not going to be so bad. Keep the credit card coming. Keep all the conditions coming. The same thing with Kudsha Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to do what I got to do. And you, please spare me. When I was an assistant rabbi in the Upper West Side, the president told me, Chaim, you got to understand, most of the people in synagogue on Yom HaKippurim are there because they're scared. What do the words Achreinu l'chaim melech chofetz b'chaim mean? Says the Ramchal. The Ramchal says that Zachreinu L'chaim is a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a spiritual life. Not a life in which we escape the bullets, we dodge life's bullets, but a life that is full, where our mitzvot are full of Chaim. Rav Friedlander speculates that at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, that might be davening for real life, for physical life. Uchsov l'chaim tovim kol b'nei v'risecha. Zachreinu l'chaim melech hafetz v'chaim v'chasveinu b'sefer ha'chaim. What are the concluding lines? L'mancha elokim chaim. If it was physical life, what does it mean l'mancha for you? The point over here is it's an aspiration of a relationship with Kudsha Baruch Hu, where the mitzvahs are things that are not simply what we're supposed to do and what we're not allowed to do, but real chayim, a third dimension. And so what happened is, the worst time of the flattening of Stanley is Yomim Noraim. Because that's the moment where these young men and young women reaffirm their whole process of going through life as simply surviving about doing the right thing versus not doing the wrong thing. The Maccabees, Lahavdil, from Ramchal, the Maccabees have at least one song that could say that their lyrics are beautiful. The good life. Help me choose right. Notice, Rosh Hashanah is not about life, but it's about something more. It's a chayim tovim. It's a life that has a third dimension. And how many of us go through life with that process? The process of living in simply two dimensions. That's Ezra's message. That's what Ezra responds. Ezra sees that Klal Yisrael is down. They're afraid. There's a pachad. And Ezra says, that's not what Rosh Hashanah is about. Rosh Hashanah Kedesh Tamlichuni Aleichem is not simply about tiptoeing around God. Because what happens is, after Stanley gets flattened, he lives a life That Flat Stanley, not the one who flew to California, those young men and young women begin to eventually live a life, and they could tiptoe, they're entirely flat. They begin to tiptoe around everything. And they tiptoe around their spouses. There's no depth of relationship. And that's exactly what happened to this husband and wife in the story. Does this wife really love her husband in this joke? No. They're just tiptoeing around each other. Comes along Ezra, and Ezra says, Avodas Hashem is not just about being afraid. Kedesha Tamlichuni Aleichem is to realize that we are the children of Kudsha Brichu. Ki Chedvas Hashem, rejoicing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realizing that Avodas Hashem is absolutely nothing about simply doing the good and not doing the bad. Taryag Mitzvos is much more than that. Taryag Mitzvos is, as the Zohar describes, Taryag is Etin L'Hiskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's 613 directions of coming closer to Kudsha Brich Hu. And that's how we develop a third dimension in our life. And yes, the Pasuk means exactly what it says in the Tochacha. Tachas asher lo avadeta Hashem lokecho b'simcho v'tov leivav means that if we don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcho v'tov leivav, I have to say in Yiddish, you can't say, it doesn't come out the same way in English. Das heist nicht avodas Hashem. It's not called serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabosai, you've been flattened by Yom Noraim too often already. You've been flattened by society too often already. Now's the time to wake up and to realize that every single mitzvah saseh, every single mitzvah lo saseh is not simply about what you do and what you don't do. In Svar Makdoshim, in Kabbalah, what are 613 mitzvahs? They correspond to the Ramachei Varim and Shesagidim. They correspond to every single part of our body. That's the third dimension. Flat Stanley doesn't have Ramachei Varim and Shesagidim. They're entirely gone. They've been entirely destroyed. Do you really have Ramach Evarim and Shesagidim? Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us Siyata Deshmaya. Should be Zochet to be Mekayim, to be Oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav. And that's why Rosh Hashanah comes first. Rosh Hashanah comes first, as Rebbe's expounded in many instances, because Rosh Hashanah is all about the recognition that we are Bonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the first step for tshuva. Because tshuva is not about dodging bullets. Tshuva is a mitzvah in the Torah, according to some Rishonim, to foster that bond of Ramach Evarim and Shesagidim HaKudosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Deshmaya, that this Elul should be one of Ani L'Dodi, a true relationship with Kudsh Abrichu. If we have that, then we won't be tiptoeing around our spouses. With that, we'll be Zocha to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim.